Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show following a 3-2 loss in Anaheim to the Angels, and the Mets lose their first series since June. Time now for the highlights of the game, brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. The Mets look to take the first series of this 10-game road trip, and Jose Quintana took the mound today. He's been a much different pitcher since late May, echoing the Mets' success as a team since that time. And the Mets' left-hander entered today, allowing 7 runs over his last 5 starts, and in 4 of the last 5 hadn't allowed more than a run. Francisco Lindor walked to lead off the game and stole second on the pitch in which Brandon Nimmo struck out and advanced to third on a throwing error by Matt Theis. J.D. Martinez, though, struck out looking, and Pete Alonso grounded out to end the inning, and the Mets squandered an early opportunity against Angels starter Griffin Canning. Quintana worked a lot of deep counts in the first, but struck out 3 of the 4 batters he faced. The exception was a walk to Zach Neto. The Angels thought they were out of the second inning when Griffin Canning struck out the first 2 batters and thought he had another victim in Francisco Alvarez, but a 2-2 pitch was called a ball. He ultimately reached on an error by Nolan Shanuel, and McNeil walked. Harrison Bader back in the starting lineup today, got the Mets on the board.
Bader at 268, 8 homers, 37 ribbies. Next pitch is line to left center field. That's a base hit. Alvarez gets to third. He's getting waved around toward the plate. Ward's throw bouncing in late. Alvarez slides in safely, head first, and he and the Mets take a 1-0 lead. Harrison Bader, a line drive to left, brings in Alvarez, who was put on with a 2-out error, and the mistake cost the Angels. The Mets are in front. Bader at first, McNeil at second.
So the Mets take advantage of the opportunity in the second for an early 1-0 lead as they capitalize on the error, but that's all they would get with Lindor striking out to end the inning. The Angels tied the game in the bottom of the inning. Taylor Ward scored on a wild pitch. He had led off the inning with a single and went to third on Joe Adell's double. And that was our smash of the game, brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more, as he just missed a home run, and Quintana was fortunate that Adell just missed it, but a run again came in on the wild pitch. After a walk to Charles LeBlanc, put runners on the corners with nobody out. Matt Theis, who had had the tough time in the first trying to throw out Lindor at second, gave the Angels their first lead of the day.
Runners lead first and third. Quintana from the stretch deals. And breaking ball powered in the air to right center field and deep. Bader backpedaling over, lines it up, makes the catch. Adell tagging from third, sprinting home. The throw goes to second, and the Angels have a 2-1 lead. Sack fly for Theis. He brings in Adell. LeBlanc stays at first, and the Angels have jumped in front 2-1 in the second inning.
So the Angels' first 2 runs came courtesy of a wild pitch and a sacrifice fly, but they were on top. Quintana got the next 2 batters to fly out to center, and he was out of the second but labored through the first 2, throwing 50 pitches. He immediately ran into trouble in the third, giving up a leadoff triple to Neto, and for the second straight inning, the Angels had a runner at third with no out. And 1 batter later, the former Met, Kevin Pillar, who dazzled with his glove last night, came through with the bat this time around.
The 1-1. Swing and a drive to center field. Bader comes in. He's got it. He makes the catch. Neto tags. The throw's on its way. It's not in time. It's a sacrifice fly for Kevin Pillar. And the Angels take a 3-1 lead.
The Angels adding to their lead for the second time with a sack fly. Now it was a 2-run game. Quintana then hit Ward, but he got fly ball outs from Joe Adell and Charles LeBlanc to end the inning. The Mets were down 2. Quintana at 67 pitches now through 3, so you knew it was not going to be a long day for the Mets starter. The Mets had another quiet inning after giving up the 3rd run, going down in order with Canning striking out Mark Vientos looking and Alvarez swinging. He had 7 strikeouts through the first 4. Quintana worked around a 1-out walk in the 4th, getting Shanuel to ground into an inning double play. Jeff McNeil then gave the Mets some life with a leadoff double to start the 5th. Bader, who drove in the 1st run, was unable to add to his day going down looking, but Lindor picked him up.
Runner at 2nd, 1 out. The 2-1 to Lindor is ripped to the right side, past the diving Shanuel into right field, a base hit. McNeil getting waved around 3rd. He's coming home. He scores. Lindor goes to 2nd base. The Mets are now down 3-2 as McNeil doubles, and now Lindor rips one through the right side to bring him in.
Lindor laced that one through the hole. He took the extra base after the right fielder Adell threw to the plate. And the Mets now the tying run in scoring position with one out and the favorable part of the order coming up. Nimmo followed with a walk, putting two men on for Martinez. JD was 3-for-8 in the first two games, including the grand slam last night, but he flied out to right for the second out, and Alonso then flied to right, and the Mets got one back, but they stranded the tying run at second and failing to capitalize on the opportunity. Adam Ottavino worked a 1-2-3 sixth with one out in the bottom of the inning. Francisco Lindor crushed a Jose Marte pitch for what was called a home run, but a video review took the tying run off the board, and it was ruled a foul ball. Lindor then flied out to left. Danny Young also got the Angels in order in his inning of work, and the Mets got another gift in the eighth when Alonso was hit by a pitch. He went to third on Jesse Winker's single, so once again, the Mets had the tying run in scoring position, this time 90 feet away, with Mark Vientos at the plate, bringing us to our turning point of the game.
Taylor off first, 2-2. Bouncing ball to short, Neto has it, throw to second, one. Guillorme to first, a double play. Matt Bauman gets out of trouble. The Mets had first and third and one out, and Vientos bounds into a 6-4-3 double play.
So the Mets had a shot with runners on the corners, but Vientos missing a pitch earlier in the at-bat and grounded into the inning-ending double play. And that was our turning point of the game. Listen to tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Mets game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are, and online at rbscorp.com. So the Mets come up empty in the eighth after a strong ninth by Phil Maton. As I mentioned, the bullpen had thrown three scoreless innings today, gave up just one hit, and struck out six, so it was a good day for the bullpen, but it was also a good day for the Angels' bullpen, capped by Aranzi Contreras, who struck out Francisco Alvarez to start the ninth. He got ahead of McNeil 0-2 and got him to fly out to left, and then Harrison Bader, representing the final hope, struck out to end the game. So the Angels go on to the 3-2 victory as Griffin Canning wins his fourth. Aranzi Contreras gets his second save, and Jose Quintana suffers the loss. He is now 6-7.